Hey everyone, and welcome back to the CS School podcast. My name's Grace Gupta, and I'm the copywriter here at Customer Success Collective. Now, the objective of this podcast is simple. We speak with CS professionals from all over the world, learning about the hottest topics in customer success by stripping them back to basics and discovering how best to apply these strategies. Now, today joining me on the podcast, I've got customer success expert Ashraf Mawloodi, who's going to be talking all about leveraging technology to scale customer success. And since you're in the business for juicy insights and hot takes, I thought I'd take this moment to tell you all about the Customer Success Collective membership. With over 60 templates, frameworks, exclusive articles, and over 300 hours of presentations, this plan has everything you need to keep expanding your knowledge every single month. Join today and become the customer success pro others can only dream of. We hope to see you in the members-only community very soon. Now, let's get on with the episode. Hi, Ashraf. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Not bad. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So we're going to be talking about a really interesting subject today. It's going to be on leveraging technology to scale customer success. So super relevant for, I think, pretty much everybody. But before we dive in, I like to ask my guests how did you get into customer success? And what's your overall vision for it, if you will?
Yeah, pretty happy to answer that. So, well, honestly, I just got in CS by chance. So I was most of in the operation customer support field. And I really tend to maybe be a little bit more than reactive, really willing to help customers, thinking of ways how to streamline the customer experience. And then I was like, hey, is there a concept for that? I researched a bit and so on. And then, there is a concept for that. It's called customer success. What is it? I start learning by myself and so on. And then I had a really great opportunity within my company where the company wanted to monetize some SaaS tools. And therefore, I jumped in the opportunity and pitched my customer success. So sort of knowledge and get into practice. So yeah, that was it. Like easy peasy. By chance, but then it's a big world that I'm learning every day, I can say.
That's the thing. There are so many different moving components to customer success. The more I read about it, the more I learn. And I think it's why hashing things out on podcasts like this or, you know, events, it's just there's so much you can take in and you think you might have learned it all, but, you know, there's another thing that you've got, you know, because, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. So there's only
definitely.
So much you can learn.
Definitely. And that's the beauty, I'd be honest. The more I learn, the more I just focus and go deeper on some such topics. And then that's the joy, honestly, that I get from learning customer and working customer success. So, yeah, my vision, I believe so. And maybe a little bit back of history, how we got to that. Maybe everyone remembers the subscription milk or dairy products that we had back, maybe our grandma told us about it. So that was something that get renewed and get into the digital age, maybe. And that what drives, I believe, the customer success more than ever right now. Everything now is more subscription-based and tend to be. And therefore, customer success is important and comes into the play because it needs to engage with the customers, reassure them, and show what the product and the software is bringing as value. And yeah, I believe that there is drivers to that. So either for investors, that's good forecasting recurrent, stable, and predictable cash flow in comparison to more traditional business models. Therefore, my vision that would be it's already here and it's the future, and therefore customer success will be more and more important into organizations.
It's just what we want to hear, because it is, there's no way of denying it. It's going to be big. It already is huge, but I think it's going to go up to the next level for sure. So how to leverage technology to scale customer success, huge topic. And, you know, we're going to try and cover it in one podcast episode. But let's get started. So I think a big challenge I hear when I read and I watch videos and I talk to people in the community, you know, a big challenge in scaling any business is working out when you need to invest in certain pieces of tech, right? I think most people probably will have heard you know, people in the customer success community, you know, probably waxing lyrical about, you know, these big brands, these big, big tech brands like Churn Zero or HubSpot, because they help, you know, help identify at-risk customers or, you know, automate processes. And it's all something that I think probably every customer success team plans to do. But how do you know when you're quite ready for this tech investment? You know, so could you explain to me a little bit about, you know, a maturity assessment you could take before buying a platform or, you know, software solution? And, you know, could you explain to me, like, maybe why it's important to consider the maturity of your CS function? Because ahead of this episode, we had a little chat about the different types of technology, you know, for different levels of maturity and, you know, and deciding really what your organization's priority is. You know, that's key, I think. So, and you told me about a brilliant framework you'd been using. So, sorry, I rambled a bit there, but could you tell us, our listeners, a little bit more about that? You know, when you should, you know, maturity models, all that kind of good stuff.
Sure, sure. Happy to do so. Well, that's a great question, because I believe technology is great, and I do believe in the power of technology. Organizations are different, you know, and there is no one size fits all. So therefore, everyone needs to see where they are, where, what point they stand, and where do they stand, in order to maybe put priorities and objectives that they are doing, that they are trying to achieve, basically. So usually what I use as aspects to consider the maturity of the CS organization toward the tech, maybe CS platform, and so on, is like maybe how about the inside automation. Is there any existing inside automation you're using? Is everything manual? Is semi-automatic, hybrid, or so on? Maybe the strategy, because that's a fair point to discuss. Somehow, sometimes we think that we are doing customer success, but we are more reactive than proactive. I know that we tend to try to be proactive, but sometimes it's just as a matter of fact that customers are more pushy, or we didn't get with the customers into this level of relationship that we can just push back and say, hey, there is a technology supporting knowledge base, and so on and so forth. So therefore, one should know where we stand here on the strategy, and then processes. And that's an important piece, because when we have this, when we are at this sort of support strategy, I would call it, maybe everything is a priority. Whatever the customer wants us to do for him is on top of our to-do list, and then therefore we tend to work as follows. But I would say that's a pretty basic organization or maturity level, and therefore I don't believe here CS platform would provide the real value that it could, and maybe going forward, and then having, I believe, CRM, having dashboards and some automations around, having a strategy that is focused and we know what we want to achieve by having onboarding processes, having some success plans drafted and owned by CS teams, and on the other hand, as well by the customers, then I believe that here it starts to be a good maturity that we can onboard the CS platform that could we could derive a value. So, for instance, when we start this journey, then the CS platforms can help in doing a lot of nice things, of course. So from maybe segmenting the customer base, from drafting workflows, from helping on drafting the customer journey, helping on health scoring, adoption, and renewals. And I believe, one should assess that. Maybe another level, just to see where we stand, is basically if we could maybe have an overview about the tech stack as well of the company. As we companies differ, companies may have customer data into any data warehouses, and one should aware where they are, how easy it is to get access to this data or not. So yeah, and I think that's a pretty good starting point to assess, to see where we stand, and then go onward and drive it as a digital transformation, because it includes as well people and internal stakeholders. So that's how I see it.
Perfect answer. Thank you for that. So thorough. Exactly what we wanted on the pod. Thank you so much. So touched on a little bit in your answer there. So a big part of scaling customer success means, you know, you have more customers and you have, you know, importantly, different types of customers. So, you know, some will be high value and perhaps more complex, and maybe others will require, you know, less personal one-on-one, you know, type touch. So you've got to get this balance right. And, you know, without tech assistance, this obviously is a massively taxing job. So my question kind of is, how can technology be utilized for effective customer success scaling?
Yeah, that's on the spot question, because it's here where technology comes into play. After doing the homework, so to say, of tiering the customers, maybe on revenue, based on maybe certain different other aspects and criteria. I've heard of people as well going more deeper into classifying on risk level, crossing risk level with revenue, sort of say to say, okay, enterprise customers, but high risk, medium risk, and low risk enterprise customers, and these customers need to be engaged differently. So here you can go on and use technology, because it helps to just go on, personalize the engagement based on some triggers. If we say maybe a high risk customer may not be using a specific feature for a certain amount of times, then we trigger an email. If not, after 5 days, we then trigger a call of a CSM who need to jump in and then see what's going on and why the customer is not using the specific feature. So here, technology is super powerful to drive that, to maybe support CSMs so as they can focus on the high value activities and tasks. So
another hugely interesting point. Thank you so much. I kind of would like to sort of segue onto discussing something I think is really crucial to the conversation, the role of customer journey mapping in driving customer success activities. What was a bit of a tongue twister. You know, obviously mapping out your customer journey, you'll know far better than me, is obviously essential to every customer success team. You know, it provides valuable insights, enables proactive engagement, tailors activities, identifies improvement opportunities, and really kind of fosters collaboration across your organization. Ultimately, you know, it helps deliver a far superior customer experience and drives long-term success. So, you know, speaking about having a conversation about different types of technology can be used, you know, how can you leverage technology to support this process of, you know, mapping out the customer journey?
Yeah, interesting one. So that's definitely sort of the backbone of streamlining the customer experience. And in doing so, I believe that customer journeys break silos if done in the right way. So engaging all internal stakeholders into that, because I'm not seeing it as only a CS, customer success, department, organization, homework, but rather it's a transfers and it's an end-to-end process, which start maybe from discovery, sales, talking to potential customers, and ending into renewal moments. So, and therefore, here, a lot of technology can support into just, for instance, some CS platforms, you can drag and drop and draft some journey, but I'll focus as well on that into the technology helps as well and support when it comes to communicating with internal stakeholder and aligning with them on this journey, because that's important. When it's aligned, then the customer experience is streamlined. Everyone knows where he comes into play and what he has to do. And therefore, technology here is super assistant helpful. It will trigger some actions based on where the customer stands in the journey. And therefore, of course, if done manually, that would be a huge, huge loss of time, I'd say. So here, that's one field, the power of technology in triggering these actions, in reminding people we're human, so we are vulnerable, and therefore technology is there to be our assistant number one.
Yeah, sounds like a really sort of essential tool to be able to, streamline processes in the customer experience. Carrying on from, I think, touched on segmentation, I'm quite curious to know how organizations, again, can leverage technology to to personalize customer success approaches, you know, based on different tiers, you know, different segments of customers, you know, how can we, for anyone listening, how can they sort of use technology to sort of personalize different approaches?
Yeah. So as I discussed that in tiering customer base, basically starting point is to tier the customer and then look for the moments, for this moment of truth where we want to engage with customers, and then therefore build the triggers and build these journeys into technology, these workflows when a customer hits this milestone or use X amount of products, then it triggers either an email, either a phone call with the CSM, either a push of content when, on the other way, when not used for a specific amount of time or so. I think that's something where tech is powerful, where we could go deeper and deeper whenever knowing better the customer, we can go deeper and deeper and knowing his behaviors, how he's behaving, and then optimizing. It's an ongoing process on optimizing and seeing the outcome fits what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So yeah, therefore that's important piece of the process that techs help and support this process.
Thank you very much. And I mean, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but can you recommend any standout sort of tech stacks for, you know, different? Okay, and I know that, you know, no customer success function is the same. You know, it depends, I guess, on maturity level. But can you, you know, maybe recommend different tech stacks for different maturity levels or different things they want to be achieving?
Sure. I'd happy to do so. Just a little disclaimer that this is no sponsored content.
None at all. Yeah.
Just based on my discovery, my personal experiences, and maybe some peers and friends, what they are telling about which tools and so on. Yeah, maybe a good way to break it down is to break it down by use. Maybe going from, hey, what we want to achieve from each tool. Maybe I'll start from the basics. So support is an important piece in the customer experience and in customer success. So yeah, everyone, I believe, know the Zendesk, Freshdesk, Help Scout, and Intercom. So I think that's common now, more known than other tools. Communication, everyone uses emails now, Gmail, Slack, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, maybe Loom. Video as a quick and short thing to explain something to the customer when it provides value, when you need to write an email, it's better that, hey, here, look at this part of the software and I can just quickly in 3 minutes explain it. I think another maybe purpose is the onboarding, and therefore there is tools as well, specific tools only for onboarding. I can, for instance, cite Onboard, Baiton, Pipeify, OnRamp, and one can as well do some discoveries. That's important. CS platforms, now we come into the real, the core topic, that helps really to orchestrate, I'd say, most of the CSM's activities and support them in their day-to-day life. So, and therefore, I think everyone knows some almost known tools, so Gainsight, PlanHat, Catalyst, Churn Zero, and there is as well some good challengers that's popping up just within maybe the last years that offering as well a good product with good outcomes. CRMs, that's important as well, and I think every company now at least has a CRM that sales team uses, you know, to drive the sales cycle and so on. But I think one other piece maybe is how to engage with the community. I know the power of community and customer success, that there is as well a lot of good tools. So inside it, I think that was a Gainsight tool, Chorus, HiveLogic, and Vanilla. So just to reference some of them. And customer feedback, that's an important piece as well to close the feedback loop with the customer. So and here I think I know from old maybe vendors like Qualtrics, SurveyMonkey, and Woodtrick, user voice. So, yeah, I think there is a lot of good tools in the markets. One may be powerful, maybe one thing that we tend to, maybe to forget about the job of the CSMs is the project management side of it. And therefore, one should, I believe it's very powerful to support with a tool like Asana, Monday, Trello, sort of to drive, make ownership, make timelines on the task, and therefore have a visibility and inform stakeholders and align with them. So yeah, I think that's almost the ecosystem. What I believe is important, and one, it might be a pain point that could maybe, rather than breaking silos, could create them, is integration. I think one should really, whenever choosing a CS platform, should really see how they can integrate with the existing tools. Or at least, if not, if it happens sometimes, there is technical barriers, then I'd say I'd buy seats for each and every sales member or marketing or product, so as they can see what I'm seeing. So that's important, because sometimes we tend to believe that everyone is in the same level of information. And therefore we say, okay, this customer is at risk because of this feature, he requested a feature or so on, and we tend to believe that product team are well informed about that, or they know what we know. So therefore, I believe that's an important part to see. I think a lot of CS platform vendors knows that, and they help as well into that, in the integration, into implementation phase. But it's important to align with internally, partner with your CTO, technology officer, product officer, marketing and sales. So just to make sure that you drive a project of digital transformation that can help and streamline the customer and drive customer success. So
that was perfect. Thank you so much. I hope everyone listening had a pen and paper at the ready, because that was, you know, we couldn't not talk about the specific tech stacks involved. I won't say that there's no affiliates, there wasn't sponsored at all. It's just generally trying to be helpful for, people trying to figure out what they need for certain sectors. So thank you so much for that. And finally, I think, we've spoken, quite a bit about, I'm sure we could have spoken till the cows come home about this, but for the purpose of the podcast, we're going to wrap things up a bit, because I really want to talk about something that I think probably a lot of people have struggled with, getting an allocated budget. I think it's hard for most teams, regardless, you could be in marketing, you could be in sales. And when you're asking for investment in, certain software, it's not always a walk in the park. I guess customer success for in a lot of companies, it's a bit of the new kid on the block compared to, like marketing or sales. You have to try extra hard to sort of get that buy-in from, if it's the C-suite or whoever controls the purse strings in your organization. So it's probably quite a lot of frustration about this with many CSMs, but, how can you build, in your experience, how can you build a business case to convince your boss or your boss's boss to invest in this much needed tech stack for your team?
Yeah, that's a good one, interesting one, because it's a complex question, I had to acknowledge, but based on my experience, maybe what I tend to do is just to go small, run a pilot, therefore define key success criteria, sort of what I want to achieve from this pilot, what is success if I can say that I succeed in this pilot. So, and I think most of CS founders, they could offer freemium for 1 month. You can run it, execute, do that for a bunch of customers that you believe you can pilot with them, inform them, engage them in this process, and then compare that process, compare the outcomes against what you're driving and what you're doing in your day-to-day with the tools that you have. It'll be spreadsheet or whatever tool, CRM only, or whatever tool you have. I think that's a one piece you can build on the numbers. That's an important one, because I think CSM is pretty new. There is people coming from different functions. As myself, I come from operations, other come maybe from sales, marketing. Some people came from really different education or different fields, interesting fields that's great and exciting. But I think one reality that is now real and important than ever is that we should be number owners and therefore draft this business case, put forecasts and measure ROI. And in doing that, you have a one key. That's a one piece and one perspective. The other one, I just mentioned this before, but I'll go deeper here. Just partner and find allies within the company. So we are the one who need to be the change maker, who need to be driving the digital transformation in our organizations. And therefore, we need to seek allies. So go on, talk with your tech partner, with the people who's managing the tech, and explain and see if there is a barrier, if there is maybe more ops supported by them that needed to be more resources, and find out and seek advice and present your project, pitch it, go on. And then on the other hand, maybe explain to the sales marketing counterparts what are the value that they will see maybe after implementation of the tool. And then I believe that those are maybe the recipes of success. Then at the end, you can go and engage your executive level, because when everything is done in that way, then executive is just a matter of dollars, euros, terms. Then, usually if it's the right timing, it should be a yes. So there shouldn't be any problem in doing that, because everyone is aligned and no one would say, oh, no, that's maybe against what I'm trying to do in the tech part or in my product roadmap. So, yeah, I think that's maybe the process, if I have to break it down. Yeah. So, yeah.
So just to repeat, so trial certain customers, sort of start small. You'd say own your numbers and try and prove ROI and make allies. And I think if you try and do all those three things, kind of hard to argue with, really, you know, unless, you know, it's a really poor time for your company. But with those, you know, if you're nailing all those things, surely it's time, right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, thank you so much, Ashraf, for coming on the podcast. We've unfortunately run out of time, but this is a subject that I think is always fascinating to talk about, because you always get a new take on it. And so thank you so much for coming on the pod. It's been an absolute pleasure and can't wait to have you back. For anyone who perhaps wants to continue this conversation, where's the best place to reach out to you? Is it LinkedIn or the Slack group?
LinkedIn,
perfect.
LinkedIn or the Slack group, yeah.
Perfect.
On board, so.
Perfect. I'll drop the links in the show notes when this goes live. So but thank you very, very much. Thanks for being an amazing guest, and speak soon.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check out our other episodes and go to thecustomersuccesscollective.com for even more customer success related content. You can also join our global community on Slack, and you can find the link to that on the CSC website. But until then, see you next time.